This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, let's maybe potentially break up a marriage or something. Seems like something we're really good at.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Green Main Debate.
You do that every time, and I hate it.
It's every not every time. It's just because the whole... Okay. It's a Bob Dylan thing or something. I don't know. I don't think it's bad. TX, do you have anything positive to say?
I do. We have a lovely couple
lovely
today.
Lovely couple.
We have Tim and Crystal. They're trying to decide their next vehicle, and we get to help.
What? Do you screen these people?
I do. Come on.
What is this, car buyers? Like...
They're
okay.
They're on. They can.
Oh, okay. Tim won the toss, I guess. Tim?
Yeah.
You get to go first here. Crystal is also here. Help us. This is Auto Trader Hotline. What are we doing?
We've recently had our third child, and we're debating between an SUV and a minivan.
Oh.
And okay. I think we should get a minivan because they've got more space, which is what we're looking for. They're cheaper. They're better on gas mileage. It's a practical purchase that fits our needs.
Okay.
Mm. And one of my coworkers just got a minivan recently for his family, and he says he can't recommend it enough. Like, it's been a great driving experience.
Oh. Does your coworker also wear sweatpants, slippers, that sort of thing? Does he appear to be a human who's given up?
No, at least not to work. Maybe once he gets home, he kicks him out.
That's interesting that that's who you picture driving a minivan.
A minivan is when you just, I don't know. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to take any sides.
I picture soccer moms.
For sure, but I don't want to say.
Okay.
Solid arguments, Tim. Who'd be driving the minivan then? You or her?
I mean, both of us, you know, whether if it's her picking up the kids or dropping them off at school, it'd be me taking them to, you know, games and stuff like that.
But it sounds like primarily her.
Maybe for the, again.
You don't want to say it out loud but I get it. You are picking a family vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. We had a minivan in our family growing up that my mom drove. But on the weekends, if we were going to church or something, we would all get in, and then my dad would drive.
Got it.
But it was my mom's car.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And still is. We still have it. So I would recommend they last a while.
And do your parents wear sweats and slippers and appear as if they've given up?
They birthed me.
I think Crystal, you win. You don't even have to give your argument. No. Okay, Crystal, what's your side of this?
Well, I feel like now that we've had our third kid, there is no way I'm going to get a minivan. We got to get an SUV.
Wait, wouldn't you want it after the third kid? Because now you're like...
No. I am now like, mom, like that's all I am. And even Tim is only viewing me as like just a mom.
What do you mean, like just a mom?
I didn't even say yai, which is like my favorite thing.
Oh, yai. What do you mean just a mom? Isn't a mom like the most honorable, awesome thing in the world?
Yeah, but okay. I don't want to say anything rude on the radio, but you know, I want to be a MILF. I still want to be sexy.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Even when I, you know, I'm picking up the, dropping off the kids, so.
You want to be in an Escalade.
I was just thinking that. I'm not even joking. I was like, we need to get her an Escalade.
You know, like, I want one of those cool hybrids, like, you know. Uh-huh. And, like, and anyway, Tim, didn't you get this advice from your coworker?
Yeah. He's got a minivan.
Okay.
Who cares about their advice?
Okay.
But,
like, I mean, it should be like what your wife wants.
Okay. That we're considering buying.
Okay, let me just, I'm going to jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. Call that. Text it.
Mm-hmm.
We need our minivan lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And our minivan haters. I know I came off as a minivan hater. I, with two kids, it got talked about briefly, but it's like,
we're not at that point. We don't.
But there's something kind of magical. Have you ever seen one at school drop off when there's a bunch of kids and they roll up and it's like a B-12 bomber where the doors open both sides like and it's just like whoa, clown car.
Go, 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 go.
Yes. Like paratroopers at Normandy, man. They're just like, woo. I don't know if they're paratroopers at Normandy, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, there's something cool about it, but to Crystal's point, it's not sexy. That's a weird word for you to use, but
yeah.
It doesn't feel like you want to like valet the minivan, you know, like we're hitting the town. Let's get it. Yeah, I get it. It's a little.
Okay, but like, so you are a mom though, Crystal. And is there any part of this where you're like form over function or function over form? You know, don't you think that the minivan mm-hmm. does make sense? Because as your kids grow, you're going to be going to more practices potentially. Be they band practices or
hauling,
God forbid,
kids.
One of your kids gets into hockey.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then there is so much gear.
You might need a second van.
Yes. Just like, or a trailer.
A gear
or
van, yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't enter into it. You just don't want it. You feel like he's given up on you as a sexy person.
Well, I feel like SUVs are practical. They are, you know, they are a bigger vehicle. They are a little bit extra money. But I do feel like the minivan is, you know, you might as well just put me in a gray tracksuit. Yeah. And, you know.
That's my fault. I said sweats and slippers. It's my fault. I did not mean yeah. to.
It sounded better and better to me.
the next thing you know, I'll be like dropping them off in my curlers. And, you know, and I love being a mom. That's not it. It's like I also like being a functional human being.
Yeah, you need to have your own personality rather than just the mom. And if this kind of helps you hold on to that.
But how many hours a day are you which thing? You know what I'm saying? Like if the bulk of your day you're doing mom stuff and that's the vehicle that's better for mom stuff, shouldn't you be more practical and get that?
No, because you have to balance it.
Yeah, I don't know, because we've talked about the same thing, and I'm pretty anti-minivan, even though I grew up with one. I never had an SUV, so it just seems like that's cooler.
Yeah, but for me, all I'm hearing is, like, Crystal even admits it, that it's very practical, it's better on gas mileage, and that, like, the SUV is more expensive and worse on gas mileage, but it just...
aesthetically,
it will
lead to the death of our sex life.
Ooh.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's that. Oh my God.
SUV. SUV. All the way.
You know what sucks is nothing rhymes with husband. That's what sucks.
Okay.
That's why there's no catchphrase like husband. All right. So, Crystal, you just want to feel sexy. And Tim, you just want to make smart decisions. So it's a.
It's not like a Camaro. I'm not saying we should get a completely useless car.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get jury members, and we're gonna. What can we do to get you in a car today? We're gonna hang on. Don't move. There is the stigma in my head. I mean, your family had one, T. Mm-hmm. In my head, it is a stigma. But it's also, I remember little DRO producer was like, I'm never going to get one. And then when they got one, he's like, this is dope. And his wife loved it.
Yeah. And we loved having it growing up. It was great for road trips. I lay down in the back. My sisters are in the front. There was the little screen that popped down.
Yeah.
And Like the doors, the automatic doors are great. Like we had a great childhood.
If it's a family vehicle, are we getting this for her? Or are we getting this for her, Tim, and the three kids? Now there's suddenly four votes for yay with the screens and the fun minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And one vote for... But their votes don't count today.
Sometimes the doors get a little wonky when you press
they
the
do.
Button. It's like, open up. Or,
let me out.
Try to, yeah.
All right. So
I want to hear from people who have been converted. If you were anti-minivan and then if you now are converted. Or do those people exist?
They might, because the minivans aren't as stupid as they used to be. Like the Astro van is stupid, but mm-hmm. now they're like,
yeah.
they are more space edge cool.
It's still so, a minivan. Sorry.
Well, Aaron's pick decide. Yeah. To minivan or not to minivan? That is a question. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we are in the middle of a great mate debate. It's the minivan debate today. Tim and Crystal are here with us. They've got their third kid, and it's mm-hmm. time to upgrade the vehicle. The hacks know this feeling.
Yeah.
You almost bought a Bronco, and then you were like, the back seat's not big enough.
It was too, yeah, surprisingly small, unfortunately.
So Tim has a coworker who said, man, minivan is the way to go. And Crystal's like, nothing screams like I've given up on life.
Mm-hmm. I want to be more than just a mom.
It's, you know, there like, is a perception in my head of mad yeah. moms and minivans.
Yeah.
You're a mad mom in a minivan. That's who you are. You're
yeah, just, but they're functional. They're cheaper. And like you said, and I agree, being a mom, what's better than that?
Being a sexy MILF in an SUV, according to Crystal. So, Crystal, Tim, we have some jury members here. We're going to get you an answer for your deal here. Let's get started with, and feel free to jump in with anybody you'd like. Kim?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Okay. I'm a mom of four kids. I've got a big... badass Sequoia, and I love it, and I feel sexy in it, and I love driving it. If I had a minivan, I would feel kind of just like just the soccer mom, you know? And you want to, your personality comes out with the car that you have.
Am I the only one hung up on the word sexy here?
No.
Like,
yeah, like
you're trying to be sexy with your three kids in the car, with your four kids in the car. It's like, look at me, let me push my boobs together, and like, what are we talking
about?
No,
it's what I said earlier of like it's your identity is not just a mom.
Okay.
You want exactly. a little more.
Okay, so and you, it's just as functional. You feel Kim like
100%. I have three rows. I have plenty of room for my family of five, or my like, yeah, my family of six. Really, plenty of room in the back. It's perfect.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah, sexy in school pickup line. I get what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm not trying to be a prude.
Like, they don't go together quite.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, I love being a mom and whatever, but it's like...
There's a whole movie about the kid's mom, Stifler's mom,
that's
whatever.
That's what the movie's about.
I don't know. It's what I know from it.
It's a love story of apple pies.
Oh.
It's a completely different thing than what you think it is. Chris...
Yay.
Whose side are you on? Are we minivanning or no minivanning?
Oh, we're definitely a minivanner. I have three kids myself, and having the minivan was the best thing in the world because, one, they can't fight each other. They can't touch each other because they're in separate seats. Two, when one of the kids is potty training, like one of ours was, I was able to pull over on the side of the road with the little training porta potty and put it in the trunk and pull over on the side of the road and let them do their thing. We didn't have to wait until...
You're making the sexy argument not work for the minivan at all.
I don't care. The thing is she. It sounds like she's more worried about being sexy and all this and that. It's not about her. It's about the kids.
But you can get that with an SUV still.
Mm. No.
The third row that like kind of tucks away...
I currently have an SUV, but all my three kids are now teenagers, but I would prefer the minivan. I miss my minivan. The only reason
I'm telling
I got
you,
an SUV,
it's, TX said it before. It's like, if you convert, I think it's hard to go back, even though you know it's not quote unquote sexy.
Just like, yeah, once you get a recliner in your living room, there's no going back.
Yeah, I've known guys who are like, I'm never going to be my dad. I'm never buying a recliner. And as soon as they get it, it's like, you can't drag them out of their recliner.
Yeah, but they're also not sexy.
Okay. Let's keep going here. Let's get Megan.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am pro minivan. As a mom of three, I just had a baby of the last year, so we had to upgrade. And I was very much like, no minivan, because I'm not just a mom, like on the same page. And now that I have the SUV, I really wish I would have gotten the minivan.
Really?
Whoa.
So you don't have a minivan, but you wish you did.
I do, yeah. I have, I mean, even my oldest is like 7, so he can get in and out by himself, but like the storage capacity of a minivan would just be like a dream.
Really?
I hate saying that, honestly, but.
You are taking down the sisterhood today. Thank you. Let's do this one. Amanda.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? Minivan, no minivan?
No minivan. I'm on her side.
Why?
I was in the same situation as she was. My husband, he grew up with a minivan as well. And pretty much what it came down to is who's going to be driving it the most. And it was me. So we actually went with an SUV. And just like a heads up, even I understand his point of view as well. Like he just wants to save on gas and, you know, and even just the price of the van as well. But he could even go through towards a hybrid SUV too.
Okay.
Mm. Now those are sexy.
Yeah.
Guys, that leaves it as a tie. Where are we at? What's Tex say?
They're pretty split as well.
People are very passionate on both sides. Yeah. I think what it ultimately comes down to is the last caller we talked to.
It's her car.
She's driving it.
So she wins?
Yeah, and maybe she needs to learn the lesson. Like we had the other one who chose the SUV and goes, man, I regret it. But maybe that's a lesson Crystal needs to learn or not learn. Maybe she'll love it and she'll be.
Mm. Crystal?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're going to be a sexy mama in an Escalade.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, good luck with that.
I'm so pleased, you guys. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I can't wait for three college tuitions and an Escalade car payment.
That'd be amazing.
We don't know if your kids are going to college.
Don't forget the spinners.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. The news that the networks refuse to use.
Ooh,
I've heard that before.
News.
News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Is it from that, like, one, what is that from?
You were a child when way back in the day, White Trash Newsflash was like,
oh,
beyond the headlines.
Mm. That, okay.
Outside the realm of the news media. This is the news the networks refuse to use.
Wow.
This is White Trash Newsflash. It was that. So.
Wow.
We've come a long way. Good evening.
Good evening.
Kind of a sad evening. We reported the death of Michelle Trachtenberg yesterday, and unfortunately, another celebrity has passed. Legendary actor Gene Hackman and his wife were both found dead in their Santa Fe home, along with their family's dog, who had also passed.
Okay. So a couple things. Number one, yesterday was when she died, right?
Correct.
Yes.
When they found her, yeah.
And I thought, I'm like, she's far too young, but now it's come out. She'd had a liver transplant.
That was speculation. Don't know if it's true or not. I did see that the parents they're not going to do an autopsy. They're just let her rest.
I think the rumor is that like it rejected and she was looking real skinny and like, and one of her friends has come out and said like, she had darker thoughts and spoke of death a lot in the last 6 months. So I think she knew it was coming. The Gene Hackman thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was old. His wife was like 30 years younger than him.
Yep, he was 92, I believe. I don't have it. He was in his 90s and she was in his 60s. Her 60s.
Can I hold on? I'm pulling a Slacker. I don't know who these people are.
Gene Hackman?
Uh-uh.
You Hackman know, was you 95, know. Sorry.
Okay.
And
You know Gene Hackman. Look up his face. He was a movie star a long time ago, but then he's been in a billion things, even up till, like, he was in The Replacements. Remember Keanu Reeves is a football player who's a coach? He was in the movie with Will Smith where he's like, has to go underground because somebody, it's like a, the world is watching you.
I've got nothing.
Mississippi Burning?
No, he was definitely in that.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde. I know him from Hoosiers as a basketball fan. Hoosiers is the classic 100%. Basketball movie.
You guys, people 30 years apart and your dog, they don't just all die at the same time.
At the same time.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
It is very strange.
Why are we not? And everybody's just acting like, yep, no, we just found them all. They're very peaceful. And it's like, I'm sorry. That doesn't. I don't want to be weird.
There's something like, suspicious.
At the very least, it's a gas leak, right? Like,
because then to get the dog as well.
Yeah, why is the dog dead?
This is
very sad. The couple were married in 1991, so they've been married for 30 plus years now. And so despite their age gap, there was, you know, true love. And it's just a very sad, confusing ending. And we'll keep you posted.
I thought this was going to be more fun than this.
Today. Yeah, I know. There's some of the news we just have to.
I have to cover.
All right.
Well, I've got some more.
Oh my
news.
God! Aaron,
oh really?
Then at least give us a good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We all know our beloved Peppa Pig.
Oh. What? No.
Mummy Pig is pregnant with her third child.
Congrats. Yeah. Wow.
I'm Peppa Pig.
Is that the pig where both eyes are on one side of it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And this is another character on the show?
Yeah, will be. The mom showed like an ultrasound. Wow. Am I Sean Connery?
The mom showed an ultrasound. Yes. I'm a Russian submarine commander. Now I'm a Spanish conquistador.
That's exciting. I have not really watched much Peppa Pig.
When I went to London, it was everywhere. It was that and the bear, whatever.
Paddington?
That. Yeah.
Paddington? I think he was number 9 on my controversial rankings of bears.
He was, actually.
Yeah, not great, but respectable.
Built a name for himself.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. There's a little pressure on you right now.
Okay.
News or Nope has let me down pretty hard so far today, and I'm about to pull out the rare and elusive Nope. I haven't done a Nope in a while, and if you guys don't pull it out of the doldrums right now,
get the research team here.
Okay. What do you got?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh boy. Turns out you dog lovers are a bunch of suckers, as dogs have reportedly self-domesticated themselves in order to get snacks. You've been played your entire life.
How do we know this?
Researchers. Including the Slacker Show research team.
I don't.
Back me up, guys! I'm just 303, get in here!
303-222-5423. Just text the word nope and I'll stop him. Because, like, this is. There we go. Nope!
A new step.
Good evening. There's
Aaron, like, there's not an actual pistole in the room. Relax. But just don't
the
suck.
The floor below me is just going to, whatever.
If I had ejector seats or trapdoors, this would be a much better show today. Come on, guys.
There's a rare celestial spectacle of all 7 planets happening on Friday. I don't know what it is, but it's rare and it'll be cool.
They're all like in an order, I think.
I think so.
What's it going to be?
Like a special lineup.
Normally, we stop at about this many stories.
Oh.
We're going to keep going until one of you has a story doesn't suck. Okay. This is news or no. Get us something. Something good.
Good evening. Big news out of the NFL as they are prepping new first down technology. They're getting they're getting rid of the chains.
Nope.
That's classic.
Wait. What chains? Sorry.
Aaron?
Okay. Good evening. The secret to a long-lasting marriage, Slacker does not know it.
Nope.
It is a two-year...
I said no 400 times!
Good evening. Good evening. Jessica Alba debuted a new tattoo.
There we go.
Come on.
There we go! All right. It's radio, so T-Hack and I are just going to go look at pictures of that.
All right.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question.
I'm so nervous.
Mm. Yeah, you should be, Aaron. All right. That's I'm going to ask this question of T-Hack.
Okay.
Now I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
All right.
This is one of those times where Daddy has a favorite in the room.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And it's not Aaron.
So this is what it feels like, huh?
Recently, I caught Aaron.
Caught her.
Aaron will sometimes sit and she tries to be nonchalant, but
I don't try to.
Yeah, you do. You pretend you're doing something else. Like, oh, I'm working on Wordle. Like, you're holding your phone up.
I played Plants vs. Zombies. Thank you very much.
You play the original or yeah. the second one?
No, the original.
Oh, my God. I crush at it. Pick a level and I will.
Don't bond. I'm the favorite.
Sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Come on. Thank you.
I get so little shy.
I think I have. Can I just say? Let me just look. I think I have. Oh, God, please. It's going to take a minute to load. I think I have like almost $4 million in Plants vs. Zombies. Like, it is so much. I am so good at it. Anyway, back to Hack. Here's my question. Aaron will like hold your phone and like it seems like she's playing Plants vs. Zombies. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't because you're holding it the wrong direction because Plants vs. Zombies is a horizontal game.
Okay.
But anyway, I discovered the other day while she was doing this that she was filming me.
Really?
You've noticed before.
Yeah. And here's my assumption, Aaron.
Yes.
Sorry, T-Hack.
Mm.
Oh.
That if she catches something, she might make a social post as long as I don't look stupid in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's nothing,
yeah.
What would she do then, T-Hack?
Just delete it, get rid of it.
Thank you.
Move on. Try again, maybe.
Thank you.
Mm.
Mm. All reasonable expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, Aaron, let me see what you just filmed. And it was me being a J-hole to somebody who works here. I was like, hey, maybe you could be the fourth person on our show. And then I did the like throw up in my mouth thing.
Mm.
She caught me doing the throw up in my mouth thing.
Real close.
While zoomed all the way in on my face. Okay. So I'm like, give me your phone or delete that right now. And she's like, no. And not only did she say no, then she proceeded to send another way more incriminating photo of me in the middle of COVID.
It's not incriminating.
Yeah, it is. In the middle of COVID, somebody sent us like a Borat.
Because there is Borat 2 that had just come out. And so they were sending a press package to media.
So it was a mask,
like
the blue surgical mask. And then another mask formed into a singlet. Like the Borat singlet.
Sure.
So I put it on over my pants.
Yes.
But I look like an idiot. And I didn't, if I knew she took a picture, I don't remember that she did. And even if I did know, what would I presume happened to that picture, T-Hack?
That one is not getting deleted.
What?
No way.
Thank you.
I feel, whether we are doing a show together or not, if we're friends, I should have a say of what's in your phone that's me.
I agree to an extent.
See, I want to be the favorite so bad, but I completely disagree.
What?
No, that's all.
She has incriminating evidence against me on her phone.
But we are friends, right?
I'll be honest. You just whipped that out and sent me the Borat thing. You weren't scrolling for a long time to find it. So you've.
I'm organized. So.
No, she's got ammo. She's always got one in the chamber.
We are friends. And so you should trust that I'm not going to post
you.
That.
I don't trust you.
T-Hack doesn't even have it. I've only sent it to you.
Mm-hmm. I will be paying a.
No,
a nice fee, though.
No, you will not.
For you to send it to me. What? This is what friends do. This is every contact picture of a friend is a terrible picture.
You
of
know,
them.
I have a sticker of our buddy Chad doing some nefarious things to a cake, and I'll send
Chad
that.
Would be so mad if he knew I sent that to you.
Well,
wait, I do it.
You did it.
Mm.
And again, he's our buddy. I'm not going to send that to anyone else. It'll be you or Chad, and that's it.
Okay.
But I will pay AFTV.
All right. So we're going to set up a Venmo account. And for the right amount of money, Aaron will start slowly releasing.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We want to say, like, are we doing good and bad? We want to know if something's worth it. Like, there's this influencer who Aaron hates for some reason.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Leo Skeppy.
Do you know who it is?
No, but it kills me a little bit. He's got my son's name, so.
Oh, Leo.
Yeah, any bad Leos out there, I don't.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
do better.
He just flew 1,600 miles from Texas to New York City for a Caesar salad wrap.
Yes.
What?
There's apparently some sandwich shop in New York City that makes this Caesar salad wrap that is, like, celebrities talk about it. They're like, oh my God, if you've never had the thing at this whatever, Lenwich, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Lenwich in New York City. So they flew out for it. Did he say it was worth it? Did he say it was like... he just got slammed.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the flights had to be like thousands of dollars. Then I don't know if they stayed in a hotel or not, but it probably cost him $1,300 to $2,600 for three of them to go get three chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah,
wraps.
They retail for like $14 each. So we flew all that way to get...
But I'm going to say this. I've flown to California just for an In-N-Out burger. And it was... I almost cursed. It was worth it. Like,
you
when
think
we
so?
Didn't have In-N-Out here, oh my God, so worth
there
it.
There is, if you don't have it available to you, it's the only way, and then...
It's the demand, I get it.
I do,
but
yeah.
Like, you didn't take a PJ.
No, Frontier Airlines at the time, they were like, you mention us, and we got like 20 listeners to get on a plane with us. We just took over a plane, jumped out at LAX, went and ate, and then jumped back on the plane.
That's cool.
That was worth it.
That's really cool, yeah. And it's not a wrap. Who wants to travel all that way for a wrap?
Yeah, but if it's a really good... Oh,
no.
You don't
no,
understand.
You don't need to go travel to eat healthy.
I'm going
to
tell you...
Make it worth it.
Yeah, here's what I want to do. I want people to call and say, I went here for blank and it was totally worth it. Like, are you one of those people who would fly to Chicago for whatever that pizza is that Oprah eats?
Giordano's or something like that?
There are definitely people who've done it.
Yeah, and I know people, that have it like mailed in and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I think they even make them frozen. Like, I don't think they'll ship them to you, but if you fly there, they'll hand them to you like ready to bake or something. And then you got to like, the strawberry thing that everybody's talking about.
Oh yeah.
Is it worth it? Has anybody had that? What's it called?
No.
Hold on. Erewhon. Erewhon. Erewhon.
And they're sold at, is that the name of the store?
Yeah, it's like a really high-end Sprouts.
That's the store, but the strawberry itself is something from Japan, I think.
Yeah, from Kyoto, I think.
It's $19 for a strawberry.
A single.
What?
Strawberry.
I'm going to say this.
Just one?
People who've eaten them say that it's worth it. I remember a long time ago doing something like this on the show, and we had a woman call in, and she was like an executive assistant for some filthy, rich Denver dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I want the strawberries, because these have been around for a long time, or a version of them.
Mm-hmm.
He put her on a PJ, flew her, and she got like 24 of these strawberries, flew back, put them on his desk. He ate like two, and he's like, they're great. Take the rest.
They're great.
Oh my
God.
He didn't even want them all. It was just, it's a flex. It's a full on like.
Again, it's too healthy. All that way for fruit?
It's a.
Like a burger, you're talking me into it.
Is there a burger you'd fly for?
That is tough. Not a burger, but there is pizza. And I've mentioned it before.
If you say Casey's pizza is worth it, I'm going to let the phone people come in and like, nobody thinks it's
from
a gas station, dude.
Yeah, it is worth it. The breakfast pizza or just a pepperoni. Oh, it's worth it. Every
how
time.
How could a pizza be?
I don't know. There's something about it. I don't know if it's, they put gas in it or something. I don't know. It is a gas station. I am aware.
With a big, stupid old font.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's so good.
All right.
Iowa people, back me up.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take calls from people. Have you gone to great lengths to get something, and is it worth it? Or is there something you want to point out to us that is just flat out not worth it?
Mm.
I'll start.
Mm. Okay.
Well, first, if you've got a good worth it story, we want to hear it right now. 303-222-5423. Call, text.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. You guys ever heard of French Laundry?
Yes.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. That's like really fancy,
isn't
it? It is
impossible to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Months and months of, oh my God, if you're my friend Chad, please turn the radio off.
Love you, Chad.
Chad, turn the radio off right now. I swear to God, you have to. Stacy, if you're listening, you also have to turn the radio off. Although Stacy's on my side on this. It's months to get on this list. And then when you get there, it is price fixed menu. It's just like courses. But then in it, they can go, they're like, oh, you want... It's a steak in this round, but if you want Wagyu, it's $100 upcharge. Oh, in this round, if you want the lobster instead of just imitation crab or whatever, it's another $100. Anyway.
Jeez. Aren't there only like a few seats each time, or
it's like a house.
So it's small.
It's bigger. It's not as small as like in Vegas, where only like 19 people can sit a night. I think
that's so small they didn't even finish the name.
Do you know how to spell it?
No,
it's an E with a little weird thing. Okay. Anyway,
I know how to spell Casey's.
My buddy Chad, who's not listening right now, asked for it for his 40th birthday, and it's legendary. Everybody's like, and I think it's one of those things where everybody's just lying. It's like the emperor has no clothes. Mm. It's like no one's willing to say it. French Laundry sucks. It's not just bad; it's terrible.
Really?
And it was probably I don't even know what Stacey spent that day, but it was probably. Oh my God. Pushing five figures.
Oh my gosh.
For the group of us who sat there.
Oh my God.
For all just little tiny.
Tiny, tiny little bites. And we're there with our buddy Gareth and Chad. And it's like, Gareth is also uncouth like me. And he's like, can I have some more of those Ritz crackers? And it's like, that's not what that was.
Oh no. Mm. But he thought they were.
No, it was like, it looked like a Ritz cracker with like Cheese Whiz on it. And they're like, no, it is foie gras flown in from like, I don't care. It tastes like a Ritz with like Cheese Whiz. It was not worth it.
Okay. Wow.
That's an example of not worth it. What do you have?
I mean, I love all of the tourist traps.
You think, this is one I want to talk about. You've seen the Mona Lisa.
I have.
Worth it?
Yes and no.
It's not. Yes, it's and tiny, no. Yes, I've and heard. No.
It is. It is a very small painting. But it's cool. It's art. It's something you get to cross off your bucket list and then you move on.
That's not crossing it off your like, how's that worth it? You stood in line forever to look at a painting that's like...
the size of a Post-it. It's a little bit bigger than that.
Do they
that.
Sell a bunch of merch and stuff around it? So aren't you kind of...
at the museum,
you're like looking at the thing that you're gonna eventually go look at.
How's that worth it? It's not worth
it. It's just cool. It's history. It's art. I don't know.
I'd like to take a bet amongst us right now. What are the bulk of our calls going to be? Are they going to be people going, yeah, I've flown to New York to this one sushi place and it's worth it? Or is it going to just be a bunch of negative Nancys like me going, I flew to Stonehenge and it's just like, oh, look, rocks.
Hey, I went there too and it was cool.
Is it worth it?
You can't answer any of them. It was worth it.
No.
I liked it.
I have a positive one. Speaking of rocks,
go.
Red Rocks. Because when you move here, everyone's
you
like.
You are such a kiss butt right now.
But it's true, because you move here and everyone's in your ear.
That is 100%.
You got to go to Red Rocks. And you're like, oh, chill out. Oh, fine, I'll go. And then you go, and then I became that person. Now I'm telling everyone who comes, like, you got to go, dude. It's awesome.
You have to.
It's a great, yeah.
But so you can't just go up and hike. That's also fun. You got to go see a band. Who was your first band?
One Republic with the symphony. Yeah. Magical.
Magical.
If there's not a band playing, you just have to run up and down the stairs.
You don't have to run.
I wouldn't recommend that.
All right. So bad things, good things. No more texts about how crappy Casey's pizza is. Tell us the thing that you've done and tell us whether or not it's worth it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're basically trying to not be complainy, but we kind of are. It's like,
well, we can be positive too, like good things that are worth it.
Yes. Like we're doing, is it worth it? So tell us the thing that's like, this person flew all the way across the country just for a chicken Caesar wrap. Worth it? It cost him about $2,300 all.
Not worth it.
Aaron, you had one that you thought of after we.
Yeah. Just when you go to the airport, if it's granted, it depends on how long your trip is, pay for parking in the garage. It's so worth it. Drive yourself there, park in the garage.
If you're going somewhere for a week, it's not worth it because it's just dollars.
No.
But if you're going for like a weekend, it's just so nice to come back and get in your own damn car.
And you
car.
Don't have to worry about calling an Uber or where your friend is picking you up.
If you have children, park in the garage, especially if you're traveling with a car seat because you're that much closer. Absolutely. I agree.
And I'll take it one step further. Pay for TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
Just pay for it.
Global entry.
Yeah. Get global entry. Then you're always TSA pre and you just like, the line is shorter. You don't have to take your shoes off. Don't have to take your laptop out. It's just... See, we can be positive.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Gabriel?
Yai.
What's worth it or not worth it?
So I go to this place in El Paso, Texas, that is a little hole in the wall that is a taco place, to say. But these tacos are so god-awful that they are so good. It is the dirtiest place you'll ever go to, and it is the soggiest tacos you'll ever have.
You're saying soggy tacos... are good.
Absolutely.
traveling absolutely. For soggy tacos.
You would drive to El Paso, 100%. Texas right now for a soggy taco.
100%. It is so horrible that it is good.
I'm confused at this is the dirtiest place I've ever been. 5 stars.
That's really weird. What's the name of it?
It's called Chico's Tacos.
Chico's Tacos.
Okay.
It is only located in El Paso, Texas, but it is so dirty and it is so gross.
You stop saying it's so dirty. Yeah,
they're like, hey, enough.
Enough. Thanks for the plug, weirdo. Here's a weird thing for me, and I've never talked about this before. Maybe I have. Del Taco, who I said I'd never eat or whatever, and there's one in my neighborhood, and then all of a sudden my neighbor, who's like kind of eats good food and whatever, he was like, every once in a while they have birria, and they have birria ramen. I'm going to tell you right now, it's 5 star. It's ramen noodles with birria in it.
Oh,
it's,
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And they also have birria street tacos. They don't have it all the time.
Hey, they closed.
What?
Del Taco.
No, they didn't.
All of their Colorado locations.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
When?
Today.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
What?
I'm 100% being serious.
No way. Del Taco is gone?
Yeah. All of their Colorado locations.
No!
I'm going to say this. I know that other restaurants, like Soggy Taco Place, make birria ramen. If you know where to get birria ramen in this city, I need you to text right now to 303-222-5423. If you're being serious,
I'm 100%
my heart
being
is
serious.
Absolutely ripped out of my chest.
I'm so sorry.
We were being positive.
Look I couldn't at it. Handle it.
Christina.
Yay.
Yay.
Worth it. What's worth it?
Oh my gosh. So my husband and I, we fly out once a year for the last 3 years to Dallas, get a hotel, and we eat at Hurtado's Barbecue, the best barbecue in the whole wide world. I own restaurants and I'm a snob. So I love this barbecue.
What's good
we
about
go for
it?
About three or oh my gosh. I don't even know. Just the way they smoke it. It's got to be the love because they have a line out the door from morning till night until they sell out every single day.
Okay, hold on. I need to qualify two things. So you're saying not only do you fly there to a city that's not close and then you wait in line for this. It's that good.
Yes, and we eat it every day for 3 to 4 days.
Jesus, what?
And then on the way to the airport, we stop at the nearest, they have two locations, we stop at the nearest Hurtado's, and we fill a carry-on and bring it home.
What in God's name? It's got to have meth in it or something.
The carry-on was full of Tums on the way there.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It is so good.
Hurtado's, and it's only in Dallas.
Mm. In Dallas, Austin, they have two locations, yes.
All right. Sounds all right. Good. We're going to find it.
Yeah.
I am so flipping hungry and so sad right now.
Me too.
Okay. Thank you. Elsa. Alyssa. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Alyssa. Let it go. What's worth it?
So flying to New Orleans, going to Drago's and getting charbroiled oysters, totally worth it.
What is Drago's? Is it a famous place?
It's just like a famous restaurant down in New Orleans, and it was worth it. I love fresh seafood, and it was really good.
Really? I don't know if I could do oysters.
It's a party city.
Okay.
Yeah, seafood. And
but are you hammered when you, because like New Orleans, you're just hammered.
No. These were pre-Bourbon Street.
Okay.
So would you book a flight just to go eat these oysters again?
100%.
Wow.
I think we have to go on a food tour.
I can't believe how it's all food.
Yeah, but seafood, I'm like, I don't know. That's a long way to go for...
Well, you don't like it, period.
Yeah.
What
are you afraid of, Aaron?
I just don't like oysters.
But I think she said they charboiled them, so it's like... It's not, then
so
it's
they're
not
slimy?
Not okay.
Mm. Then I'd be down.
Linda.
Yay!
Yay!
Worth it.
Oh, drive 3 hours to Oak Creek, Colorado. That's 3 hours one way. Go to Big Tuna's restaurant. And have his chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers?
I'm not driving
3 hours
for chicken fingers when I can get Dino Bites at King Supers. What's in them? Why is it good?
No. He took the breast and he would fillet or he would butterfly it and then he would cut it into the shape of a hand. So literally you're being
the chicken fingers.
Served a chicken hand.
Oh, I like
is
that.
Is it still exist? Because you're using the past tense a lot. Does it?
Well, It does. I do believe it still exists. It got sold because Mark and Carrie Littman owned it, and then Mark passed away in 2001. But, yeah, it was...
But the chicken finger lives on.
I don't know. I haven't read that.
I just need a win today because Aaron has broken my heart.
I'm sorry.
With Del Taco.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a very strange question. Do you know if you were breastfed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How, what? Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
I can see you knowing, Aaron. You shouldn't know, T-Hack.
Why not?
Why not?
Everyone should know. Yeah,
I know. And the answer is no, I was not. I was a formula.
Wait a minute. What?
I was a formula baby. Yeah.
You're from Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get formula there. There's male.
Are you just put them under the cow?
No.
Like, what do you mean?
No, I mean, like, it's just like a, it just feels like they're just more farm fed, inbred. Like,
oh my God.
Like, and you just
yeah. go
like,
on, go like on until you offend me.
Who did I meet? I met somebody. Oh my God. I met a, he's a great dude. He's a server at OP. Mm. And within 14 seconds of meeting him, I'm like chatting him up and he's like, I'm from Iowa. And I'm like, why do you people say it? Like, I never tell somebody I'm from Colorado.
There's always that hope that maybe you'll be from Iowa
why
too.
Why would I be impressed by that?
I will say,
oh my God,
everyone that I have met from Iowa has been incredible.
Oh.
Like, wonderful
people.
You know
people. The T-Hacks from Iowa?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and you're lumping him in the subset of incredible people.
I am.
Thank okay. you.
All right, who else is from Iowa?
Even though I'm all inbred, I'm still incredible.
Fed.
Incredible.
Okay, here's my point.
Yeah.
There is a story out that says, if... What does it say? When dads take leave, mom's breastfed. Oh, yes. If your husband, if your baby daddy doesn't go to work or takes like a paternity leave,
mm-hmm. Okay,
you're more likely to breastfeed longer and then you've created a child who likes boobs.
Interesting.
And that's like, I happen to know this about T-Hack, that he really likes boobs. And so I like, my here's my thing. I don't.
Yeah, but
I don't dislike boobs. I just don't.
Not your choice. You don't want big ones.
I actually love small boobs.
Mm. Mm,
so, but like everybody's all like, "Oh wow!" I'm like,
"So were you?" Does that mean you weren't breastfed?
This is why I wanted to talk about
this.
It's
opposite for me because I was a formula baby.
I kind of want to know if I wasn't, and that's why I don't like boobs. But like, I want to know how you know. So was there a day where you were like, hey mom, did you breast? Like would I ask? My mom is a saint.
I straight up asked because I was curious because being the only diabetic in my family, I'm like trying to put together.
If she did this to you with her rotten
just
boobs?
Just any sort of
what reason.
I was like, I had the chicken pox. Is it from that? Like, was I just trying to figure out my entire medical history? So I just straight up asked.
And I think that's okay for a girl. Like I know.
I think
that
anyone can ask.
Yeah, it's.
Have you ever seen my mom? Do you know what my mom looks like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. You came to my dad's funeral.
She looks a bit, or I guess you look like her a bit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me walking up to that frail woman and going, "Did you feed me from your boobs?" I would never. That's such a weird. I know it's perfectly natural and blah blah blah. Stop writing your angry texts. It's not that. It's just like there's a certain point. If your mom is sort of super Catholic, kind of prude, like I can't imagine going up to her and asking.
I feel
if
like
I was
you would
breastfed.
You would have to maneuver, but you could still ask. You have the right to know.
Yeah, I feel like it's part of your like medical history kind of, right? It's the same as like, hey, has there been any heart disease in the family? Also, was I breastfed?
No,
because it does have an effect on your like antibodies or whatever, right?
Yeah. But look, okay. But what if my mom then feels like paranoid, like, oh my God, is he asking because I should have breastfed him and I didn't and I don't want to let him down? Like there's just, to me, there's so much stank on the question. It's like, what if you're asking, you're questioning my parenting. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I just want
a little
I'm
bit.
I'm just curious.
Well, yeah, and what about when you had kids? I feel like it definitely came up again, like when we were going to have kids.
Oh, yeah.
We were just like, well, what did you guys do? Like, what were you formula?
Never.
Or did you breastfeed?
Really?
Never.
Really? Even your wife at the time, did she talk to her family? Do you know?
Well, they just, in Brazil, they just whip it out. It's just like,
oh, it just is.
Yeah, everybody's just like out there with the boob out, like constantly.
I also feel like this study is.
Should we book a flight or
correlation
something?
Correlation is not causation.
Okay, let's do this.
Yes.
You, Aaron.
Yep.
Are me.
Okay.
Okay. I am my mom. Oh, Michael, what do you need?
I wouldn't ask it at the door.
Why not? I'm not going all the way in. I'm not going in. I'm not going to sit down. What are you talking about? Ask at the door. We're doing it again.
Where's the doorbell?
Oh, it just, first I had to slam the door and then.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Oh, Michael. Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
What brings you up here, son? Do you want to come inside?
Yeah, I would love to. I actually.
No, you don't want to come inside. What are you doing? You're doing this on the porch.
No. I'll be in the car. Did you ask him yet?
Oh. Okay.
Guess it didn't go well.
All right. Oh, Michael.
Go sit at the table, Mom.
Are you hungry?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've been doing a lot of thinking recently. Don't laugh. I have. I can do it.
Sorry. Well, enlighten us, brainy boy.
I've been thinking about, so I have my controversial rankings that I do, and I've been wondering. See, that's exactly why I've been doing the thinking, is that response.
Can I say thank you, a huge thank you, to Aaron for taking the hit on that one?
You're welcome.
Because normally I'm the poo-pooer of your controversial rankings, which I know we're not supposed to do inside baseball stuff. You know, like, we don't want to talk about other stuff that happens behind the scenes at the radio station or on other radio stations or whatever. Mm-hmm. But recently we've discovered that other radio stations, this hurts me a lot to say this out loud, but every once in a while we'll do something and then we see like a radio show somewhere else is doing it. Like we do like best road trip songs over Labor Day weekend. We just devote the whole show. And then like the next Memorial weekend, all of a sudden all these other radio shows are stealing it.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of that goes on in radio. Yeah. It's a very,
it's just
like, yeah.
Sharing.
Stealing, but yeah, sure. And without a doubt, we do it too.
Yeah.
Because for sure.
Yeah, exactly. A great idea is a great idea.
A great idea in Atlanta. No, Bert doesn't have any good ideas. Let's see.
Who else? Boston, Carson.
Carson's got some good ideas in Boston.
He inspired us to be nice.
Our Feel Good Friday is because of him.
Yeah.
But they do it like every day. They're just like, their show is like maple syrup for the ears.
Yeah.
It is. It's very kind, very sweet.
F that.
Very.
Anyway, before you get to what you've been thinking, we recently discovered that a show is stealing your controversial rankings.
They didn't do the same topic,
yeah, but
I guess.
They framed it exactly the way your stupid controversial rankings is.
And it's a huge point of pride for me, honestly. Like, I have no ill will at all, because that's awesome.
Hey, Brett, we're looking at you. We know you're listening. Okay.
And I'm honored. Cool. Flattered.
Yeah.
Flattered, really.
But just give us a little credit.
You could tag me in an Instagram post.
In your stupid ratings thing next time. Anyway, back to your thinking.
So I've been thinking mainly how, because you are always anti-controversial rankings, Aaron too, but I'm like, how can I get Slacker on board with these rankings? So I'm thinking, and then I got it. I know how I can get him on board. I need to make it about him. So I would present to you.
Oh my God, I'm going to hate this even more now.
Oh my God, all of a sudden, you know, this is probably, like, I didn't see, like, TX spends every day with his stupid chocolate eyes and like perfect life convincing us all that he's a good person. This is the most
next level diabolical
comic book villain thing he's ever done.
Yep.
And I'm 100% on board with it.
I knew it.
Let's
make
go.
It about Slacker. No.
Controversial ranking should be a feature. Do you need a song? Let's do a song for it.
I present to you T-Hack's controversial Slackerisms rankings. So these are things, Aaron, you can back me up on this.
She doesn't want to play.
You can step out of the room. I guess. Well, either way.
Oh my God, Hack. This idea, you incubating it through your stupid tiger list and bear list. You know what you were doing?
Cleaning supplies.
Cleaning supplies. Yeah.
Streets are buzzing.
You were just refining it, and now you found it, man.
Yeah.
If you had a list every day about me, I think we could.
I cannot look at you guys right now. God.
So okay, Slackerism.
Slackerism. So these are things that Slacker says a lot. Listeners can play along because you've probably heard him say a lot of these things.
Oh my God.
These are some of the things he says behind the scenes too, often. A lot of them are things that I had never heard said, like phrases, until I heard Slacker say them. So there's no malice. There's no hate. They're just things you say often.
I might
often.
Not like this
Do we
now.
Need the beep? Button or
get
the bleep.
It ready. Okay. Yes, private.
That's
maybe.
What I figured.
Should we test it a couple times? Get it ready.
Okay, I will get the bleeper. Okay, for real. Okay, before you start.
Okay.
I think you've got a great idea here.
Okay. I have an honorable mention too, if you want like a little preview of it.
Well, I just want to say 303-222-5423. Start texting in. Like,
oh,
Aaron's like,
I know the first one. I know the first one.
You know the first, like, I don't know
like
if
number
this,
one. I mean, number one, not the honorable mention. Number one.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if this is on your list because I don't know if I say it anymore. But we had a listener. His name was Kevin. I could give his last name as well. He used to write the show all the time. And then he would show up at Live at Fives. He hated me.
What?
For one word. He hated the way I said the word. And he hated the context that I used the word in. I used the word literally.
Oh yeah.
Constantly and never ever correctly. Cause I'm like, I'm literally dying right now.
There's one person that texts, no, you're not. Stop saying literally.
Do I still say literally? Cause I thought I got it out of my
Yeah. And I do too. So you're
because and then sometimes I'd be literally instead of literally. And it was just like Kevin, if you still listen, hit us up. 303-222-5423.
That'd be awesome,
I'm literally holding my breath until you text. Is literally on the list.
It's not on the list.
Okay.
No, so I think you've done better. So my honorable mention is they got shot. This is what something Slacker says. Whenever somebody gets fired, he refers to it as they got shot, which I had never heard before. And now I exclusively use it. they got shot.
I don't know where that started. I think it's a radio thing.
I think it is too. Yeah.
It's like you also say on the beach.
Yeah, that's a,
is
that's
a radio
a good one,
thing. It's like, oh, they got shot there on the beach. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Is the cartel involved?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to further interrupt this.
Okay.
But I want you to understand. I'm looking at the clock and I don't know how many are there on this.
Oh,
list?
There's 10. You
I
know
think,
there's 10.
I think we're gonna only get through 5 here. And like this is gonna have to extend. And we can extend it to tomorrow.
Sure.
Or we can do it. Next.
Multiple days.
No, I think, Aaron, I mean, look at the name on the door.
Yeah.
We can do it. We can just keep going.
There'll be an Aaronism list at some point.
No, I don't see the need.
Yeah. No. Okay. Coming in at number 10, the Slackerism ranking. Kind of a tie, but I put them together. Like and You say them a lot.
I'm out already. I thought number one was going to be
Do you? Okay.
But there's a little inside baseball to it.
Yeah.
There's a reason you use it
if
strategically.
If you've ever called a radio show in your life, which I've called radio shows before I was ever on a radio show. I was on Frosty, Jamie, and Frank a lot. I was on Dean and Raj a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love calling radio shows and just being an idiot. If you've called in, you know this. And I think even with our new phone system, it does this. When you're listening to the whole music and then they pick up the call, it goes like before you hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying T-Hack while I'm picking up the phone, they don't hear it.
Right.
They're just, and then there's that CNN Baghdad thing where I'm like, T-Hack, you're not saying anything back. And I'm like, hello? And you're like, oh, hi. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
I say, T-Hack, and hoping
to fill
that the I'm saying over the
right.
And then
strategic.
The yes. And now it's just a thing that I say more than I should.
Okay.
All right.
That's number 10.
Wait, so what was the other one?
Like.
No. The one before that, I thought that was, that was the honorable mention.
Okay,
sorry.
Yep. Both could be an honorable mention, but that's just kind of, you just say the word kind of funny. It's not really an ism, you know?
Yeah.
Coming in at number 9.
Uh-huh.
Yoink.
Oh, yeah. He does say that a lot.
Yoink. He says yoink a lot.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Only when I'm stealing.
Which is a lot.
Oh my God, I suddenly don't like the list. Maybe we won't finish it.
It'll get better.
Okay.
I have a new guess for number one, by the way. Okay. Yeah.
Number eight, get the bleep button ready.
Okay.
Brick.
Yeah. I say that one a lot now, too.
I don't know that I'd ever heard that.
I say it working, all the time, yeah. Off the air, obviously. But like, if somebody's just a moron,
yeah,
they're a complete...
Okay. Yeah, an S brick. Okay. Number seven.
Okay.
Hello?
Was that... That had to be your number one.
No.
Hello?
Hello. You have stolen that one from me, and you actually kind of do it better than me now.
No, you have... There's something about the way you do it that you sound so disinterested in answering the phone. Just, hello? I wanted it to be number one, but you don't say it enough.
I don't say it enough, but when I called you the other day, anytime you have to call T-Act, if it's me, it's so great, because he's just like, hello. And it's like, what? Oh my God, you're being me. Yeah. All right, what number are we at?
That was number seven.
Okay.
Number six, poop in a group.
Yep.
I don't know that I'd ever heard that before. Again, a classic, though, and now I say it. I like it.
Well, and I feel like you actually explained that not too long ago.
Yeah,
like,
brick. It's so I'm not saying get your together.
Yeah.
It is a nicer way, yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay. We'll get our poop in a group and continue this list. Please, just stand by.
Yeah.
The list can only get better. Aaron, come on. This is great radio, right?
It's kind of
Carson,
fun.
Do not steal this. The rest of the list is next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You're listening to the best show we've ever done. This is...
I agree.
Hey, Marconi people, if you're listening, this is it. We are the best show in the nation.
We have to turn in audio for that.
We do?
Yeah.
Let's turn this in.
Yeah.
T-Ac normally does really stupid lists, but today he's doing, he calls it a controversial ranking. I don't think there's anything controversial.
He also called it an ode. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's kind of an ode to our fearless leader,
mm-hmm.
Slacker.
Yeah.
They're slackerisms, the things he says a lot, sometimes on air, sometimes off air.
Can you blast through the bottom five real quick?
I can. Number 10 was like an together.
Like an like a.
Number 9. Yoink. I like saying that one. Number 8 was brick.
Okay.
Number 7, hello. And number 6 was poop in a group.
Poop in a group. Classic Slacker, yep. Right, yep. There.
Yep. Anyway, we're now just getting to the top 5. What's left?
Can I ask you for a huge favor? Hmm. Will you save this for when I die? Or when I'm no longer on the show, when they finally realize that I'm worthless and they've gotten rid of me, will you play this on my last day?
Sure.
I just want just like a remember Slacker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We could kind of cut it up. We could do a show, just like hit the buttons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yoink. Okay.
The top five Slackerism top five. Rankings.
Here we go.
Number 5. Useless as on a boar.
That one is not yet. That's something my dad used to say, and I don't even know.
Oh, is it? I don't know that I'd ever heard that. You say it often. It makes sense, and that's cool. That I didn't know you had a history. Your dad used to say
that. Is cute. I don't like that you use it that often, because it's like, are you talking about us or?
Yeah.
No, it's usually about somebody in the building, but it's not you guys.
Number 4, the slackerism, even a blind squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
You say that.
Okay.
Right?
And I never finish it, though.
Nope.
Right, exactly.
Because I don't believe in finishing it. We all know what the end of it is. I sometimes even say even a broken clock.
Right. It's a good,
it's like, right? A blind squirrel sometimes finds a nut. Has he said the one that you have at your number one? And you think you really got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
How much more cursing is there? Because we, I checked.
Test the button. It might be worn out.
Yeah, I don't know what the maximum number of bleeps you can do in one day, but we're getting up there.
Marconi's gonna find out. Okay. The top 3 slackerisms and the nitty gritty right now. Number 3, your mom.
Oh, I do love that.
He's a response to just about anything you say to Slacker.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm running late. Your mom's running late.
Yeah. It's a constant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I love that one. You know, that one came from my son. He started doing that like in middle school or something.
Yeah, as and like we all did.
He outgrew it, and I've not.
You're bringing it back. So do you get him with it too?
Still? Oh, constantly. And the great thing is his mom does it too. So then when she's doing it to him, she's literally insulting herself.
That's fun.
She's like, you're an idiot. He's like, your mom's an idiot. It's like, oh, oops.
There is something. I love the show Yo Mama. There's just something about a Yo Mama joke. It's like, yeah, classic.
So there's two left.
Two left.
Okay, let me get my finger on the button.
Okay. Number two, the number two ranked slackerism. Yai. Had to be on the list.
Is it bad that I didn't even think about that?
Yeah.
It's probably the thing you say the most on the show. Probably all technically, if we broke it down per show,
we say it
the most. So it came in respectively at number two.
That's cute.
Number two. And thank you to Terry. If you don't know the backstory, Terry was like calling the show years and years ago. Just like we were talking about with the like and he was like, picked up the phone like Terry. And she was so nervous to be on the radio. She was like, she wanted to say, yes, it's Terry, and she wanted to say hi. So she was like, yai? And it was like, whoa, what was
that sound?
What just happened? And then we said, for the rest of that show, so Terry didn't feel like an idiot, we made everybody the rest of that show say yai. And then that was it. And then like 3 days later, somebody called and was like, Jonathan, and they're like, yai. And we're like, oh, that's funny, from the girl a couple days ago. And then it just...
That's really cool.
That is cool. Because we still get people asking, like people call, why? What's with the yai or texting or whatever? Yeah. It's a really cool story.
Okay. I feel like you lied because I have been shakily.
That's one.
What?
That's one that should be on the list.
I feel.
And using my therapy words. Because that's the other texter that's like, that's not therapy words. Like,
yes, it is.
They say, no, you say I feel, but then list not a feeling.
Right. But I don't care. At least I'm using my therapy words.
Okay.
I feel like that texter's a brick.
Using my therapy words could have been on the list, but that's why it's controversial.
Oh, God, you're good at this. You're so good at this, man. This has got to be a feature on the show.
Yeah.
Dude, you have really stepped it up.
Am I dreaming? I have this dream. Am I waking? Okay.
Here's what I was going to say. You can see that I'm getting like a little pain in my finger because I've had it over the bleep button because you said there was going to be a lot more, and you literally I've bleeped myself once, but like there really hasn't been much here.
Couple, but we're at to number one. Erin, you have a guess for number one? Do you want to get hers and see if
what's
she...
your guess?
There's two options. It's the same word but like two different ways of the word, I guess.
Okay.
or f-ty.
Coming in at number one, the controversial slackerism rankings.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Dude, I wasn't going to do this on the air. I brought a story in.
I have to do math.
Oh, God. Hold on. We'll be right back. There's a story out there. Now we have to do this.
I shouldn't have spoken up.
There's a story that I saw, and I put it in what we call like our show rundown sheet. It's like everything we might talk about today or whatever. And I didn't think we'd talk about this on the air, but it's basically, the title is this: Fatal Fizz. The shocking amount of time each can of soda is cutting from your lifespan. And then there's hot dogs. Ugh. And when I read that headline, I'm like, who pops up in my head? Hack.
Yeah, of course.
Soda and hot dogs? Yeah. Give them to me. You got any?
Dude. And then.
What's better than that?
Living is better than that. Living is good.
Have you been to a Rockies game?
Yeah. Have you had a glizzy at a Rockies game? It's a vibe.
A what?
A glizzy.
What's a glizzy?
Hot dogs.
The hot dog, yeah.
It's what the kids call them.
Who? I do not mean to just jettison this whole topic. Is that a real thing? I've never heard anyone say that before this moment. Who? What kids call it that? I have children. They don't call kids. It that.
Noah would.
No way he calls it a glizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you search.
G-L-I-Z-Z-Y.
Yeah.
Glizzy. Yes. So I'm at Coors Field and I'm like, where can a fool get a glizzy around here? Somebody's going to go right there, man.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Like literally right there.
Yeah, throw a glizzy on the bobby.
Okay. That's a little weird.
Okay.
It is an example. Please put a glizzy on the barbecue, says Google.
Okay.
It's real.
Here's where this turned into must be on air topic.
Let's just focus on the glizzy talk.
Nope. I feel really strange. Like, the other day there were some actors and stuff that who I didn't know, and I'm like, I'm okay that I missed some movies. Like, I'm okay with like not knowing everything about everything. Like if they were in High School Musical, I have no idea who they are. I don't know a single person in that thing.
You do.
I don't. Who do I know?
Zac Efron.
Okay, that's the only person I know.
Ashley Tisdale? No.
Okay. Couldn't pick her out of
Vanessa Hudgens?
Heard of her name? No idea.
Corbin Blue. Come on.
Not at all. And you know what? Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all. But like
Sharpay's brother. This whatever his name was.
Ryan.
This glizzy
that's his character
thing?
Name. I don't know his real name.
That makes me mad. The glizzy thing makes me mad. I feel like you guys are trying to make me feel old.
No.
No, that's just yeah.
Why have neither of you ever said it before this
I
moment?
I absolutely have.
No, yeah. No, you haven't.
She has.
No, she hasn't. Okay.
This it's the same way that feet are called dogs. Glizzies
that is
are
also,
hot dogs.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Here's the point. If you're drinking a soda, you lose, according to this study, 12 minutes of your life.
Per soda.
Per soda. Tiak, say your reaction to finding out you're 12 minutes shorter because, and by the way, I would imagine that's a 12-ounce can, not whatever your stupid Dew Blast 2-liter bottle is. Like
I saw that it was 12 minutes, and I said, ooh, only 12 minutes. Not bad.
So,
hand me a glizzy.
Yeah, let's go.
Little Hazel's sitting there going, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm about to swim in the Olympics," and you're like,
"Hope your time is fast." Less than 12 minutes. I think it's because I saw the hot dog. The hot dog is worse. I saw the hot dog.
How
first.
How much is the hot dog?
36 minutes every time
oh,
you
every eat. Time wow. you eat a hot dog. Yeah. Every time you glizzy and fizzy.
You yeah.
That's gross.
So together, it's what, 48 minutes okay. if you eat them together?
So how many 12 minutes are in a day?
Well, so I did, there's 100. There's 1440 minutes in a day.
Okay.
1,440.
Okay.
So I did that divided by, what did I do? By 12?
Yeah.
120. Why did I do 12? I don't know.
I don't,
I've lost my train of thought.
You can drink, for every 120 sodas you drink.
Yeah. Well, there are 24 hours in a day.
Okay, can I tell you what's I'm 60, less entertaining so
14,
than talking about glizzy
1400
math on the radio?
Yeah. So you need 120 sodas, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally what you just said.
To do
fool.
A day. I'm just checking.
I just forgot why I chose 12.
She seemed shaky.
So for every 10 cases of soda you drink, you've lost a day.
Every 10 cases?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot. Lot of soda.
No, 10, 12 packs. Six cases. A case is 24, right?
I don't know.
No, they're 12, a 12 pack, like okay. the sleeve, sure. the ones where you pop off, they fit
it's
right
not
in the
Oreos,
fridge,
fool.
You know?
Okay. So, and you're okay with that?
That seems like a lot. That seems like a lot of soda. Yeah. To do one, to take one day off when you're already, you're like,
how many sodas do you think you've drank in your life?
Oh, in my life? Thousands.
Right.
But that's like 10
by
days.
Day.
That's
okay.
a week.
Okay.
And I'm, that's not a lot. I just don't think that's a lot. I've drank a lot of soda, and I've lived kind of a long time, and I've only taken off a week. Towards the end, when you're like 80 years old, and it's all...
Yeah, but it's not just that. Then you're also glizzying up.
Well, that's where I get into trouble. I am a glizzy aficionado.
So if you're at Costco right now, listening to our show, about to shove a glizzy in your gullet...
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're dying!
Take 36 minutes to enjoy it.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story.
Wow. Sounds great.
I got a story about you can't help who you fall in love with.
Oh.
Mm.
And I think this guy should have helped who
Mama,
he
I'm in love with a criminal.
Nope, it's not that.
Oh.
I have a story. Whether you're committing crime or doing good, double check your work.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was an 18-year-old woman who was upset with her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Which you'll have that.
Yeah, that
she
happens.
Decided to get back at her ex, so she went to his car.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She got some spray paint.
Oh.
She got some eggs. No. So she was really invested. She sunk quite a bit of money.
In this economy?
Oh. I don't know why there's a goat.
Yeah, goats don't lay eggs.
It's because goats right next to... Glass breaking. Okay. Sorry, my bad.
Sort of goat milk.
Yep.
Not goat. Okay.
Yep.
So she decided to spray paint her boyfriend, her ex's car.
There's
some eggs on it.
No!
She said her boyfriend owed her about $700, but that didn't quite make up for the $5,000 of damage that she did to her ex-boyfriend's car. Now, here's here's the funny part. It wasn't her ex-boyfriend's car.
Oh, what?
He was parked across the street.
No.
She got the wrong car?
She got the wrong car. This just belonged to a neighbor who came out and said, eggs in this economy?
For real?
Yeah, $5,000 worth of damage. Mm-hmm. And she was 18, so she tried as an adult. Places a slew of charges, so double check your work. Yeah.
Okay.
The wrong car.
Okay. My story, not from Florida, but it is out of the UK.
Hello.
Hello. You guys familiar with misconnections?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you put an ad in the Post and you say, look to that fancy girl with the umbrella and whatnot.
Mm. On the tube.
On the tube. Right. So a man recently put an ad on the misconnections and it says, to the blonde in the red raincoat, you looked around to see if anyone heard you pass wind. We shared a smile. Care for a coffee? This man was smitten with a woman on the tube who farted.
Toot on the tube.
Mind the gap.
Oh, man.
There is no word on whether he's found his farting feline. But
is that a compliment? I don't know.
If Aaron? She's hot enough, I'm sorry. If there's a girl so hot, you're willing to go like, I don't care that you farted. I want to be with you.
We shared we kind of laughed.
We shared a moment. All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.